Now, at the end, it's hard not to think of Dr. Strangelove. Did that occur to you from the start? Did you want to deliver a Strangelovian climax?
Yeah, that's a really good, it's an amazing question, this question, because what happened to me, when I started out writing Traffic, it was a satire. And there were so many true satirical elements that I uncovered when I was researching. I mean, scenes that if I told you, you would be laughing, just one brief one. I went to Richard Perle's house in Bethesda, Maryland, right in advance of the Iraqi war. And he was showing me around, he was passing out favors in the Bush White House, he had secretaries coming out of his big house, he had this great kitchen, very fancy pots and pans, he made me a really nice cappuccino, we're drinking it, and I said, I just have one question, who's going to run Iraq? And he said, what, you said anything about Iraq, what are you talking about? I said, come on, you know, we go in there and, you know, get this country, who's going to run it? And he said, oh, it's a shame we haven't done a better job of supporting the INC and Ahmed Shalabi. He's a wonderful man, I've known him for many years. And I said, listen, I'm a screenwriter, you know, I don't know much, but this guy hasn't been in Iraq since 59. He wears Hermes ties, he has soft hands, and they're going to reject him like a bad organ transplant. So who's going to run Iraq? And he steepled his fingers, just like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons, across the table, just like this, for like a minute. It was really weird. And the doorbell rang. Ding dong. And he said, excellent. I'll introduce you to Bibi on your way out. Benjamin, front door opens, Benjamin Netanyahu, dropping by for a little visit. 9 Mossad security guys with him. Pearl has a Wheaton Terrier puppy named Reagan, because he's from out in Reagan White House. Reagan is 9 months old, and Reagan jumps out and starts pawing the crotch of Benjamin Netanyahu, who stands there and shakes with anger. Without saying, hey, bro, get your dog off here, cute dog, or anything. He just shakes with anger, and everything just stops. There's like security guys, Netanyahu, Pearl, me. I can't get to the front door. The dog's pawing his crotch, he's shaking. I'm just like, and I just, you know, because I'm smart ass. Okay, it pops in my head, and out before. I pull the dog away from Benjamin Netanyahu, and I go, now, Reagan, not on the former heads of state. Out the door I go, I have a Lebanese cab driver who's driven me out there from Georgetown. The Lebanese cab driver is literally in the front seat of the car, and the cab just like this. Anyway. So there are these naturally occurring, and you have to fight that. You have to fight that. That fire is not the right tone.